very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. You're listening to To The Max.
To The Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. And you are listening to The Max live in LA on LA Talk Radio. I got an awesome guest tonight in the studio, Monroe King. But before we get to her, what's up, everybody? Happy Super Bowl Sunday. Happy February 1st. Holy shit, everything in one day. Check it out. Anyway, I got to say happy birthdays to Bunny and Wesley. They had the same birthday yesterday. Wesley, you know, Arizona, drinkarizona.com. My boy Wesley, Michael, Chelsea, tomorrow's your 18th birthday. Holy shit. Anthony Hayden Guest, Heather, Andrew, Jason, Enzo, and Bill. Bill, y'all know from LessCancer.org. Check them out. And if you're an Aquarius and you're in New York this Friday the 6th, Ava Lounge at Dream Hotel, go on Facebook and hit up ENT Events. Go to New York. Have fun. Be an Aquarian. Do your thing. I'm a little tired, man. It's been a long, long week because I've been doing a million things here in LA while I'm here. So I want to tell you all some of my favorite places. Of course, the Ivy. They have the best chocolate chip cookies. Porto's. Porto's is the bakery. Cuban. Oh, my God. So good. I'm going to talk more about that later. The best store, Reese on Robertson. My boy Warren over there hooked us up with some fly tuxedo shirts. Katsuya. And, of course, the Abbey, Casey and Jesse. We had a good time with them the other night with Eva LaRue from CSI Miami. Y'all heard her on the show from last week. Go to latalkradio.com to Max. To The Max. I think I'm going to change the name of the show to like Max and Friends or something. But anyway, so yeah, check that out. And you could hear Eva last week. If you missed tonight's show at any part, you're always welcome to come back and go to my archives there. I love this being in the studio because I can get that Barry White voice going. Anyway, if you want to call in, the number here is 323-203-0815. Feel free. If you're going to be a dick, I'm going to hang up on you. So don't play that game because we got Monroe King in the studio, on the mic, as we speak. Monroe, welcome. What's up?
Hey, how are you guys?
How are you?
Good, I'm happy to be here.
I'm so excited for you to be here. This is like your first radio interview, huh?
It is, but you know what? I'm excited, so let's rock it.
Rock and roll. Now, where do we... Hold on. You want to like take a call right off the bat? Why not? Call you live into the Max. Who's this?
Hi, who's this?
This is Max. Who's this?
You're on the air.
Oh, Katie, is Monroe there?
I'm here. What's up, girl? Are you in NYC? What's up?
We're listening to you. We're from Minnesota.
Awesome. I'm glad you guys called.
Do you have a question for Monroe? All right. You guys.
I love you.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Minnesota in the house. Good night, y'all. When is your CD coming out? We're going to get into that. Stay tuned to the show. Call back if you want, because I got to take another call.
Love you guys.
Hello, call here live into the Max. Who's this?
Hey, I have a question for Monroe.
Okay. What's your question?
Can I ask?
You're live right now. What's up? Who's this, first of all?
Oh. My name is Julie.
And where are you calling from?
I go to Occidental College where Monroe goes.
Cool. Oh, hey, Julie, what's up?
Hey, Monroe. I was just wondering, like, I just want to know how do you think that it interferes, like, I just want to know how being in college interferes with your career, because I know that, you know, like, you want to be a star, and that's really cool. I'm just, like, I just want to know how you think being in college interferes with that, because, like, I think that I might like to travel down the same path that you're on, and I'm just wondering how you think that it affects you and what advice you have for somebody like me.
Well, I definitely think getting a degree is probably my number one top priority right now, so I strongly encourage you to stay in school, do stuff on the side, but, you know, stick to the books and really chug through it, because you only have a few years of it, and that's what I'm going to do first. I have one more semester left, and then I'm going to...
Are you done after that semester?
I'm done, and trust me, I've been waiting a long time, so... definitely just stick to the books and work on your craft, because it's all about kind of developing yourself as an artist and kind of getting yourself out there, like, after, when you have the time to really fully commit.
And you've got a million things going on. But you know what? Let's take what you've got, like, the lines blown up here. I'm going to take one call because I just think it's funny. We got 1 hour ahead of us. So call you live and to the max is this.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Who's this?
I have a question for Monroe.
Okay, well, you're live on the air. So where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Minnesota.
Okay, Minnesota in the house.
Loving Minnesota right now.
So what's up with your question?
I know. We love you, too.
Awesome. What's up? What's the question?
How did you come up with your lyrics for Fashionista?
I mean, fashion has been part of my life since I was, you know, a little girl. I interned at Harper's Bazaar a few years ago. But it just kind of came to me, you know. It's just kind of, it's one of those songs that's, it's really an anthem for people who love fashion.
And we're going to talk about that song because we're going to play it live tonight.
Yeah, we're going to play it soon. So
I'm going to take one more call. Girl, you're blowing up my phones. Hi, you're live into the max. Who's this?
Hey, what's up? It's Dave in San Francisco.
Hey, what's up, David? Do you have a question for Monroe?
I do. When the hell is our album coming out? I love that song.
Oh, you do? I'm glad to hear that. It's probably going to be spring 2010, so hold tight.
Man, are you kidding me?
I know, yeah. It's, you know, it's going to take a long time because I want it to be perfect for you guys. You know, I want you guys to jam out to the best tunes. Trust me.
Is there a video? Can I hear it at the clubs? What? When?
Yeah, I'm working on a video right now, so stay tuned. I have a video blog that I have a few little things up on, but it's just now starting to get pretty good, so stay tuned. Max is going to
We're gonna
do a shout-out to that later. So stay tuned, listen in, and you'll hear all the deets.
Yeah, you'll hear everything right here. And to the Max on LA Talk Radio. Thank you all for calling in. Keep them coming because the phone lines are – you should see this whole panel. It's like, I don't even do this shit. And here I am, like, the phones are blown up. You want to take one more call?
Let's just
get
it.
We'll get another one. Then we'll do the interview. Yeah. I think it's fun. All right. You're live on To The Max. Who's this?
I have a question for Monroe King.
What's up?
Nothing. This is Tom from New York.
Okay. What's up, Tom?
Shout out to New York. I love you guys.
And what's your question?
Oh, my God. They want Nash to say what's up. What's up, Monroe?
Hey, Nash.
So, do you have a question for Monroe? What's up?
our favorite song by Monroe is Silly Bitch.
Okay, well, that one's not finished yet, but it's dope, right?
When that song comes out, we're going to put it here.
Yeah,
thanks for calling. We got everyone calling in tonight. But anyway, so let's talk about you now. Calls, I'm going to take your calls. Keep them coming. If I don't answer because the switchboard's crazy, this is going to be the last call. This is just funny. Let's just take this call. Call your live into the max is this.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
How are you? I just wanted to ask Monroe a question.
What's your question?
Well, I'm one of her good camaraderie from college, and I just wanted to talk to her a little bit.
So what's up? You're live with her right now.
What's up? Is this Katie Lewis?
Okay. Oh, no, I don't know who that is.
Who's this?
Who is that?
This is Tanya.
All right, and do you have a question or no? We lost our call.
Oh,
it was
no.
A bad connection. Sorry.
Oh, no.
But anyway, so let's talk about you now, and then we'll get into more calls after. So callers, stand by. Give me a minute to interview her. All right. So now, well, let's start with your first career big thing. And you were like, I was reading your profile. You were in Little Rascals.
I was.
And that was like Alfalfa. That was like one of my favorite movies ever.
Yeah, that was a fun set, to be honest.
Was it?
As a little kid, yeah. I was like about in first grade. So got to take school off and go to California and, you know.
And chill out and hang out.
Do the Hollywood thing, yeah.
Now, where did you grow up?
I grew up north of Boston. I was born in Manhattan.
So was I.
Yeah, cool.
Big up New York.
Shout out to the East Coast.
So you're born in New York.
Yeah, yeah.
And then raised in Boston?
Yeah, north of Boston. And kind of Boca Raton, Florida. My dad lived down there. So I've always been traveling. I always love... I get like hot feet. That's what I call them. I just need to keep moving.
That's like me.
Yeah.
We live the same life. Because I was born in New York. I have a place in Boca.
Yeah.
Weird.
That is bizarre.
And I love Boston. And one of my favorite sushi restaurants there, Osushi. You know Osushi?
Yeah, you told me about it.
Oh my God, it's so good. You have to go. But anyway, so you started out in TV, in actually movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you done TV at all?
No, I haven't.
Not yet?
No.
Do you want to do TV?
I mean, I'd consider doing something.
You would consider?
Yeah.
What would you consider doing?
I don't know. Music videos. That's on TV.
You don't want to do like a reality show?
I mean, I've been starting to do the reality thing, but it has such like a bad stigma right now because, you know, the whole like writer's strike and that kind of thing. So I kind of want to, you know, back up from that and kind of focus on music right now just to kind of...
And you're doing that. Now, you got a MySpace page where people can go there and hear your music. Why don't you tell my listeners where it's at?
Okay, it's at myspace.com/MonroeKingMusic, and I only have one song up there. It's Fashionista. It isn't. It's not the prettiest site in the world, but...
But it's all a work in progress.
Exactly.
Monroe's got a million things going on. She's supposed to be on my show, and just like her life is so busy.
I know.
So I'm glad you're actually we're here in the studio in L.A. eating french fries I was from McDonald's.
Yeah.
And we both like hot fries. So anyway... So I want to talk to you about your music. All right, let's take a call because we'll talk about your music. We got like a good show here at To The Max and LA Talk Radio. And caller, you're live on To The Max. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. Where are you calling from?
Well, I'm calling from Los Angeles. I have a question for Monroe.
Sure, what's your question?
Oh, I just had a question. Like, I just want to know. I know she's in college and she's really young, and I think that's really admirable. And I just want to know, like, what is her social sphere like? You know, as another student in college in Los Angeles, at UCLA, and I just want to know what her social sphere is like. Is she in a sorority? And you know, if she has like, you know, how she maintains relationships with people in the direction that she's in.
Well, I actually am in a sorority. I was vice president public relations last term, Kappa Alpha Theta. So, yeah, I've been doing that. I kind of like to keep busy. So, you know, the whole philanthropy events, that's what I was kind of in charge of. So it was really fun. School, I'm involved in school, like just random activities, lacrosse and stuff like that. But I love to go out to Hollywood. I love to be, you know, where the action is. So I kind of just always, like I said, I have hot feet. So I'm just running around all the time.
Happy feet.
Exactly.
So thanks for your question. We got one more call.
Thanks,
caller,
Rachel.
You're live into the Max. Who's this? Whoa, can you do me a favor? Can you lower your radio in the background? Because we're getting your reverb. Our reverb.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, I'm Doug. I'm a good friend of Monroe's. How you doing, Monroe?
Hey, Doug.
So do you have a question for Monroe?
I do. I want to call to ask how everything was going with Monroe Vodka. I think that, you know, it's a great idea, and I'd love to hear more about it.
Well, Monroe Vodka, we're actually holding off on that for the time being. I'm actually downshifting and actually going to start my own fashion styling company instead. Just because, you know, I wanted to do the organic vodka that was infused with herbs, but, you know, there wasn't a lot of passion there from my end. And it was kind of, you know, I have a lot more passion in fashion.
Yeah.
It's corny as that sounds. No, but it's true. And, you know,
fashion.
You need to do something that you're passionate about.
Absolutely.
You know, so.
So let's take one more call. I'll call your lab into the Max. Who's this?
Huh?
Hey, can you lower your radio?
Hi! I have a question for Monroe King.
Sure, what's your question?
My question is, when did she meet Duke? And I want to see more videos on YouTube, so when is she going to get some up?
I just uploaded one today, so go check it out.
Yeah, so let's talk about your videos. Now, your videos look like... You really put some thought into them. I saw one today. So tell us about your videos.
I mean, I started doing them in August. It was just kind of, I was bored in my beach house, and I just was like, you know what, like, let's just get dressed up and make vids, you know, like, why not? It'll be fun. So I just started doing it, and, you know, it kind of took off a little bit. So I kind of wanted to develop it further and kind of go the more reality show route, and then it just kind of developed me getting videos of my parties and
Look
stuff like
you.
That.
And do you have a title for those shows?
They're vidblogs.
Vidblogs. And how do we find them?
They're actually on YouTube. It's Make Way for Monroe. That's my account. It's on YouTube. So just search on YouTube, Make Way for Monroe, and it'll pop up.
Cool.
For sure.
You want to take another call?
Yeah.
You're blowing up my phones tonight here.
I'm liking
that. Hey, caller, you're live into the Max. Who's this?
Hi, this is Rachel. You guys just hung up on me, and I just want to say I go to college with Monroe, and she is a success.
And there you go.
Sorry,
so,
Rach.
It's not me, Rachel. There's
technical
a switchboard here. No,
and
you know what's going on? It's like there's so many calls. So we have actually someone here in the studio that is answering the calls for us and patching them through. So caller, you're live into the Max. Is this?
Hi, I just want to know, Duke, what's up with you and Duke, my role?
I mean, Duke's a good friend of mine, so.
So now we're going to ask you who's Duke. What's his name, Duke?
Okay, his name is Doug Locke. I don't really think that he likes Duke anymore. But it's kind of taken off, so it doesn't really have to
You try. And the boys. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But caller, you're live into the Max. Is this?
Hello?
Hi, can you lower your radio? Who's this?
This is Tim.
What's up, Tim? Do you have a question for Monroe?
Yeah.
What's up? You're live right now on the air.
That's what I asked. What's that?
I said you're live on the air. You're with Monroe right now, so what's your question?
What's up, Tim?
I'm live on the air?
Yeah.
Tell her this is Tim. She knows me.
So say hi to her, because you're talking to her right now.
I'm right here, Tim.
Hi, Lucy, it's Tim from the segment.
Oh, hey, Tim, what's up?
My question for you is, what's life like different on the North Shore compared to in the L.A. area?
I mean, it's night and day, really. You know, L.A. is just all about the flashy, the trashy. The make it hot, I like it nasty, you know? It's all like...
L.A.
Yeah, I mean, L.A. is just...
La La Land.
It's just like, you know, it's just craziness. And then, you know, the Northeast is all about, like, understated and kind of crisp and classic. But, you know, I think that kind of, like, defines my style in a way.
Cool. All right. So, wow. You know what? Sorry. Here's the deal, everyone. When you call in, after a question... The switchboard here disconnects you because there's so many calls coming in, so we want to get them all in. So I apologize ahead of time. No one's a fucking bitch. We're just doing our thing and enjoying the show. So on
yeah,
that
it's
note,
fun.
Sorry, it's not our fault. Email me here and bitch out our switchboard operator. She's really nice, but I'll talk to her after the show. So on that note, let's get into your music because I know we have Fashionista here, which is your big old debut.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you come up with Fashionista?
You know, it just kind of came to me. I feel like, fashion's a part of my daily life. And I just was thinking about how when I go out and, you know, I get dressed up and I take that extra time to, like, look sexy and my friends look sexy and we all feel alive. We just want to have fun, you know. And that's really what the song is about. It's an anthem for, you know, anyone who loves fashion and just wants to feel sexy.
Or do you want to play it?
Let's do
you
it.
You want to play it now or you want to play it later? Let's play now.
Let's play now.
All right, everyone. So here's the deal. You want to like talk it up, baby. This is your debut on the radio with your song.
Yeah, crank it up.
We're going to crank it up.
Crank it up. Enjoy.
And everyone, just to let you know, you can always go to latalkradio.com. This song will be in our archives, so you can jam it there. You can check it out at myspace.com/Monroe King Music. So if you want to hear that song there, go there. Otherwise, sit back, relax, blast your radios right now. Because we're going to play Fashionista by Monroe King right now on To The Max on LA Talk Radio.
Tonight, I'm alive. Get a clank, get them high. The time has arrived and the stars are aligned. It's my debut. Get ready, look at the clue. The scene, my crew. I'm done with do. I'm the fashionista, dripping with charisma everywhere. People staring at me. I'm the fashionista. Take a back seat. Just not about you. It's all about me. I'm the fashionista. Walk straight past the line. I'll catch your spot. So close to the prize. Gotta work it, boy, better try. It's my debut. Get back, get a clue. The scene, my crew. I'm long overdue. I'm the fashionista, dripping with charisma. Everywhere I be, people staring at me. I'm the fashionista. Take a back seat, just not about you. It's all about me. I'm the fashionista. One of a kind. Want a taste? You can try to get close to the light. I dare you to try.
Now you, Monroe King fashionista, you are a fashionista girl. So what's your, like, how would you consider your style of music? Because we just heard that and that was rocking. So what would you, like, where would you put yourself?
I don't know. I would say my style is kind of like Lady Gaga meets Ashley Simpson with like a sprinkling of Britney Spears.
With a sprinkle of Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Sprinkles.
Yeah.
So now, like, all right, so we clearly gather that you love fashion.
Yeah.
And that's why you wrote this song. So why don't you tell us about your role in fashion? You said that you worked with Harper's Bazaar.
Yeah, I interned there about 2 years ago, and it was crazy. It was kind of like the Devil Wears Prada, but without but without the free clothes or a trip to Paris Fashion Week. So a lot of running around errands, but, you know, it's a crazy industry. But I just want to do it. Like, I want to have my own fashion styling company.
And it looks like you're about to do that.
Yeah, it's like, it'd be based, it's client-based, and it's like fashion, it's vintage clothing that are fit to each individual mm-hmm. client. And so, like, friends from the East Coast could mm-hmm. come as a group and kind of, you know, get dolled up LA, Vegas style,
right.
You know, and get their hair done and their makeup, get extensions,
and rock
whatever.
Out fashionista
yeah,
style.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then go out to the clubs and I can hook them up and,
cool.
you know, yeah.
And do
totally
your thing.
Fun.
Well,
yeah.
Let's take a call. Call your live into the max. Who's this?
Hi there, this is Jimmy up in San Francisco. I have a question, two questions, please.
Sure, go for it.
Monroe, first of all, who's your favorite designers if you're so into fashion? And then secondly, being up in San Francisco, that is going to be a huge hit with the gays up here.
I love my gays, trust me. They're my favorite.
We're going to say it really loud and take off our shirts and start dancing around tonight.
Swing them around your head, please. Go nuts. I would say Yves Saint Laurent is like probably one of my most. It's just so edgy and crisp. I love the lines. Balenciaga is another one. I just, you know, I really like the high drama. Kind of like Lady Gaga. I think we all kind of have appreciated her style, her fashion sense. And I would say it's definitely inspired by that. But, you know, it's not copying it like Christina Aguilera. So.
Thanks.
You know, they have the YSL exhibit up here in San Francisco.
I just saw it. So I. That's
good.
Yeah, it was fucking hot.
I mean, yeah, it was great.
I don't say that.
All right, well, big success to you. We like it. We're going to start dancing around in 2 minutes.
Yay.
Cool. Well, thanks so much for your call.
Have fun, y'all.
Talk to you later. Bye. So we'll take another call. Caller, you are live on To The Max. Who's this? Hello, you're live.
Hi, I'm calling from Monroe.
Okay, who's this?
I have someone, I have a special friend who wants to talk to Monroe.
Okay, and who's that special
friend? Monroe?
Hello?
This is Sean and Zio.
Hey guys, what's up?
Hold on, we're trying to get it on so we can hear it on like the...
No, we don't want the feedback though.
The house. All right. We think you're really hot. You're just like you are one of our favorite like artists out there, hands down. Like,
dope.
You're amazing.
Dope. I love to hear.
Second of all, I've been, you know, I don't know. Rumors have been flying around from everywhere that there's a little thing, a little chemistry, a little relationship blossoming between you and Jesse McCartney.
Let's bust that rumor. True or false?
I mean, we're friends.
And we'll leave it at that.
Exactly.
Are you good friends? Are you just friends?
We're friends.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in, Sean. Have a good night.
Hey, anytime. You're amazing, Monroe. You're amazing. You're beautiful.
Thank you.
There you go. Well, so we've got the questions now about your relationships.
Yeah.
You want to elaborate on them?
I mean, I'm definitely singsies and ready to mingsies.
And who have you dated?
I mean, a few guys back east that, you know, are definitely still in my mind. A few guys in L.A., but who knows?
They gotta
step it up a little.
Step it up, right? Well, let's step up another call. So, call you live until the max is this.
Hey,
can you,
hi. I have a question for Monroe.
Okay, can you do me a favor though? Can you just lower your radio because we're getting your feedback? What's up?
Oh, I was just wondering, like who are her best friends, and like how is it being friends with Odds? Because she's so fabulous.
Yeah,
I love her for MCs.
Oh, yeah, we love Oz Frevskis. Oz is definitely...
Yeah, and we love your videos. You should make more on YouTube.
Oh, you like them?
We watch them daily.
Yay, good, good. Yeah, no, Audrey's she's a bestie of mine.
What?
Oz is definitely a good friend of mine, and I have, you know, Bridget is also another really good friend of mine, and I don't know, my sister, I love my sister dearly.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Well, we got all the callers calling in tonight, so callers, I want to say thank you right now, and so does Monroe. And speaking of callers, let's take one more call, and then I want to talk to you about some personal questions. So call you live into the max is this.
Hi, this is Philip.
Hey, Philip, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Chicago.
And do you have a question for Monroe?
I do have a question for her. I used to live in L.A., and I knew Monroe, and I was very impressed with her back then. And I just heard her song, and I am impressed as well. And I was wondering what... her philosophy behind her music actually is.
I mean, my music embraces life. It embraces fun, and it embraces, you know, being a sexy being, you know, and that's what I want my music to make other people feel like, you know.
Sexy.
I want them to feel sexy. I want them to feel, you know, happy and want to have fun. So that's definitely, I want to evoke those kind of emotions from my music.
And you are.
Well, I remember you being a deep person, Monroe, and I wanted to get it out of you. I wanted to hear that.
Good, well, I'm glad.
Come over and take my job. I'm just doing...
How are you, Monroe?
I'm good, Phil. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a while.
I know, it has.
I know. Well, it sounds like things are going well. I look forward to trying your vodka, too.
We'll see.
All right, Phil, thanks for calling.
All right, Max. You're a lucky man. You have good company this evening.
I sure do. Have a good night, Phil.
Okay, have a nice night.
Bye.
Night.
So there you go. Look at you with all your fan club calling in. But everyone, yeah.
Yeah, they're the best. I love them.
Do you have a fan club on Facebook?
I don't.
You know, you have to start one.
Should I?
I did. And it was like all of a sudden, I was like, wow. And like one night there were like 198 people. Dope. Literally in one night. I was like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So if you all want to know about me, go to maxtucci.com. If you want to email me with any questions, email max@maxtucci.com. And actually, I've got a text message question.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, I've got to unlock my sidekick. Because we all know that, like, Paris Hilton shit got stolen. So, lock your sidekicks. And yes, I still have one. Get over it, people. I'm a sidekick fanatic. Well, T-Mobile's, like, a big sponsor of mine. So, big up, T-Mobile. Love y'all. And also, Delta.com. Those are my two plugs for the night. But, okay. So, someone writes, Monroe, we see that you have pictures of Oprah on your Facebook page. How do you... What is the connection with her?
Well, as you know, my dad, Roger King, was kind of the founder of King World Productions. So they did, you know, Oprah, Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy, Rachel Ray, Dr. Phil, those kind of things. So, I mean, Oprah's, you know, she's made an appearance.
Auntie O.
Yeah, she's kind of, you know, like kind of like a godmother figure in me and my sister's lives. So she's been great. She is exactly what you think she's like and more. She's incredible. She's an incredible woman. Seriously, inspiring.
Yeah, no, Oprah's Oprah, man.
Yeah.
So your father was involved with King World.
Indeed.
Indeed. Not a bad world to be involved with, right?
No, it was cool.
So
yeah.
Now we got to start.
A lot of crazy parties when I was little.
I bet. I bet. You need to start Monroe King World. What's up with that, right? That's what someone just texted me. Start Monroe King World.
I love that.
Caller, you're live into the max. Who's this? Hello.
Hey, what's up? This is Jamil. I just want to say what's up, Monroe. She's banging. I hit her up. I can tell you what. Her ass so fine. Let me know. She's a slut, but I do whatever. You know what I mean?
All right.
For my life.
So you can do whatever. You can do whatever you want.
You can have whatever you like. All right.
Look at you, people. People, if you're going to be mean, I'm just going to hang up. Like, let's not play this shit. So, call your live into the max. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Ashley. I'm from Texas.
All right, Ashley from Texas. What's your question for Monroe?
Since she's going to college, what is her major?
I'm actually an art history and studio art major, so I get a little of both worlds. But it's a liberal art college, so, you know, I've gotten everything, math and science and all that, so no worries.
And all that jazz. So exactly. What's next for you, Monroe? I mean, besides a million callers tonight, what's next for you, baby?
I mean, once I get that degree, I'm, like, getting the degree and walking out of my graduation.
And walking into what?
Into a party.
A big party.
Yeah, and then
I want to be invited to that party.
You're already invited.
I'm invited? We're in. We're in like that?
Yeah.
My new BFF? All right, caller, you're live onto the max. Who's this?
Hi, this is Katie from Minnesota. I was wondering, when is Monroe going to run for president?
When are you going to run for president?
You know, probably never. I'll leave that to Hillary Clinton.
There you go. In 2012?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What up?
Who did you vote for, speaking of?
Obama.
Obama.
Yeah.
Go, Obama. It's your birthday. When is Obama's birthday? I don't know. I got to find that out.
Let's find that out. Like, yeah.
You know what? I'm going to do that right now. So, caller, you're live into the max. Who's this?
Oh, hi. I have a question for Monroe.
Sure. What's your question?
I'm just wondering, like, I know that, like, well, her music is, like, awesome, and I'm just wondering when she's going to release her CD, and, like, when she does, if she's going to go on tour and stuff, because we'd love for her to come to Minnesota.
I'm definitely going to come to Minnesota now that I know that you guys are there, so for sure. It's going to be probably around 2010 spring, so look out for it. I'm definitely going to be releasing stuff between then, singles and whatnot. So
look at you with this whole Minnesota connection.
Loving it.
Call your live into the max. Who's this?
Hi, yes. This is Zach, and I was just calling because Monroe, she rocks my world, and I need to talk to her, please. I can't help it. The way she dresses, the way she talks.
The way she talks.
The way she walks.
Sorry. So, Monroe, what would you consider your style like?
I don't know. It's pretty eclectic. It has, you know, it depends on my mood, too. You know, sometimes I'm, like, all, like, feeling badass, so I want to wear, like, you know, leather and kind of studs like that. But, you know, sometimes when I keep it classy, I wear some pearls. You know, it's just kind of depending on my mood.
So I'm going to ask you 5 questions now. All right. We just got the tea. I was told in my ear that Obama's birthday is August 4th.
Okay.
So there you go. Nice. Anyway, all right, question 1, your favorite destination.
Oh, that's mean. I can't do that.
One.
No, I can't.
You have to.
I mean, each city is like a different child to
anywhere in the world. Your favorite destination?
Capri, Italy.
Look at you. Yeah. Cool. All right. Favorite designer?
Also like picking a favorite child, but I'll say Fendi.
Look, all right. We're going to Italy here, all right? Favorite food?
Like guilty pleasure food or like everyday food?
Guilty pleasure food.
I gotta say French fries.
French fries. Mine too. Guilty pleasure. So what was that? 3 questions? All right, 4. Favorite ex?
Oh. Next question?
No, you gotta answer that, baby. Favorite ex?
I don't have one.
You don't? That's why you're there. You're ex.
Yeah, that's why they're gone.
All right, favorite next?
His name starts with A.
With A?
Yeah.
All right, who is it? Do they know who they are?
Maybe.
This is Love Songs at Night. All right, let's take a call. We'll relieve you from that. Call, you're live into the max. Who's this?
This is Skittles.
Skittles!
Hi.
I love you. What's up?
Nothing. I just wanted to ask, is your fashion line going to be like your style? Like your style that you wear every day? Or...
I mean, what I want to do, I want to kind of, you know, the clothing isn't going to necessarily be my forte, but I'll definitely carry stuff like that in my boutique. But I kind of want to design, like, one-of-a-kind, like, authentic pieces, like little clutches and rings and fine jewelry and that kind of thing.
So now, where would you want to open your boutique?
Definitely in L.A.
Definitely.
Or at least start it. The vision is to do it in, you know, L.A., New York, and Miami.
And Miami. Now, have you, like, totally left the East Coast or not?
No, my heart is in the East Coast.
Mine too. But even though we're on LA Talk Radio, our hearts are in New York.
Oh my God, but we love LA. Like, we do. That's why we're here.
This is exactly. Out of all the stations I could have chose, I chose LA Talk Radio. But all right. So now, what do you want to talk about? We've got extra time. You want to take another call?
Let's do it. You are
blowing up. How does it feel to take all? All right, let's just take this call. Call you live into the Max. Who's this?
Hi, this is Ashley from Minnesota.
All right, Ashley from Minnesota. What's your question?
My question is she going to do a duet with Jesse McCartney since they're such good friends? Because that would be heaven to my ears.
Hey, I'll ask him. You know, that sounds kind of like a good idea.
Yeah, if you could do a duet with anyone, who do you want to be with?
Oh, dear. I don't know.
It's tough, right?
Maybe JT. He's so hot. So fun.
For me, I'm just like, if I were to do a duet with everyone, I don't even know who it would be right now.
I kind of want to find like the next JT though. You know, I kind of want to find like a new artist that like I can grow with as like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to hang on to the coattails of somebody else's success.
Bring up someone new.
Exactly.
So yeah. So did you watch the Super Bowl tonight?
I did.
You did?
It was a little bit of a tragedy for me.
I kind of fell asleep. I was so, man, it's been such a long week.
It was such a good game. What are you talking about?
Well, I was really interested in seeing, you know, Jennifer Hudson.
How was I missed that part.
That was like, you know, really emotional. Yeah. Her mother got killed, her brother.
That's tragic.
And I talk about her all the time because my prayers are with her. And she got on stage, took like a deep breath, mm-hmm. and just sang her heart out. It was amazing.
Good for her.
And then when she was done, she asked, how did I do? I was like, she is just the sweetest girl ever.
Yeah.
Poor thing. So she's back. You know, the Grammys are next week. So everyone's getting really excited. The buzz here, man, is exciting.
Yeah,
for these
crazy.
Grammys.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Grammys, have you ever been to, and like the buzz, have you been to Saddle Ranch here? Yeah. Oh my God.
I
on
have
Sunset?
Never been, and I need to go.
Okay. So, you know, I've been chilling with my friend Eva. We were on the set of CSI Miami all week, and there was an extra Johnny. So I got to give a big up to Johnny because he's from the East Coast. He's from Jersey. And he was like, why don't you guys come to Saddle Ranch? And I was like, we gotta go to Cut for dinner, you know, Wolfgang's restaurant.
Yeah.
So like the comparison of the two is kind of weird. And Wolfgang, we were running late. I got like a real funny story, and I'll tell you real quick.
Yeah.
So we go to Cut. Okay. Have you been there yet?
No.
At the
River Lusher?
Yeah, it's good. But if you're gonna make a reservation, don't make it with Patty. That's all I'm gonna say. She was so nasty to me.
Aww.
And that's why I like having a radio show, because if you're gonna call over to Cut and you talk to Patty, tell her to make sure she gets her reservation right.
And tell her to be nicer.
And be nice.
Yeah. She's all about hospitality.
Right. And she was not hospitable.
That's not cool.
And I went with, like, you know, some VIPs here in LA. So when we got there, she felt stupid. But anyway, so then we were like, this night sucks. You know, like, when you know when the night starts off bad?
Yeah, and it's just going like, downhill from there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So then we decided to go to Saddle Ranch. And
there's
a mechanical bull there, right?
Yeah.
So we get there, and I'm like, when there's more Phantoms and Ferraris at Saddle Ranch than there are at Cut, you know the party's inside. And since it's Grammy week here and everyone's here, we went in there. We had the best rockin' time ever. And they had to do the dessert. They do, like, big, huge cotton candy desserts.
Yeah.
It was so good. And, like, the food, you know, like that, like,
cheap. Did you ride the bull?
Like,
that's what I want to know.
The bull was ridden. The bull was ridden.
Was it tame, though? Was it tame?
It was not tame. The bull was ridden. And calling your live onto the Max, thanks for saving me. Who's this?
Hi, it's Anna from Minnesota, and I was wondering, is Monroe ever going to be on Auntie O's show?
Well, here we go. Are you ever going to be on Oprah?
I think we're in some talks, but we'll
talks,
see.
Talks, yeah. Auntie O.
Auntie O, I like that. You know, I've never used that, but Auntie I might have to adopt that.
We have this connection, Oprah and I just call her Auntie O, because we're both Aquarians. And, you know, my real name is Oscar, and she's Oprah, so we got the O thing going.
Loving.
But call her live into the Max is this.
Lucy, comment on the best you ever had. Your name starts with an A.
I can't hear you.
I couldn't hear that.
Sorry. So, anyway, we've got a caller, and let's patch you through. We'll take the call, I guess. I don't know how, but here we go. Patch that call through. Call, you're live into the Max. Who's this?
Yeah.
Hello. All right. Sorry. No one's talking. I think people are intimidated by you. Do you feel people are intimidated by you?
I've heard that, but I don't like to believe it because then it's just making excuses.
It is, right?
You know?
Yeah. No, I hear you. So, all right. So what's next for you besides your music? Like, if you could do anything, what would you want to do? anything.
Well, I want to do some traveling, definitely, okay, before I start getting, you know, my hands dirty and stuff. Mm-hmm.
And where do you want to go, besides Capri?
You know, I want to go to Thailand. I want to go to Japan. And my mom, like, doesn't want to go. But let's convince her. Everyone, let's convince her.
All right, Mom, you're going to Thailand. Sit. We don't want to hear anything about it.
Yeah, I just have been studying Buddhism in one of my art in my classes. And I just really, like, want to go see, you know, where it all came from. So
there you go.
Yeah.
So what better place?
Yeah, for sure.
So, look, there's like all these calls coming through.
Let's take another caller.
All right, let's take one. Caller, you're live into the Max. Who's this?
Hi, this is Melissa from College of St. Benedict in Minnesota, and we just really love Monroe, and we're wondering if she'd ever like come here to do a show or something.
Yeah, for sure. If you get in contact with my manager.
And how do we get in contact with your manager?
Just email me on MySpace.
On MySpace.
We'll make it happen.
We'll make it happen. Gonna make it happen. So, you know what?
What?
We've got, like, a caller. We've got time left. I'm so used to, like, not being in this studio, so it's kind of cool that I'm here with you right now. So.
Yeah, I love it. I'm
caller, you're live into the Max. Who's this? Wow.
Hi, my name's Nicole.
Okay, and where are you calling from?
I have a question from Monroe. I'm calling from Eagle Rock. I go to school with her.
Okay, and what's your question?
Oh, my question is, I want to know how you deal with being in the spotlight and being overweight.
What was the question?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I couldn't really hear her.
Well.
My question is, how you...
So, anyway, so what do you feel like, you know, you've got this whole fan base, you know, it's like weird because we kind of live parallel lives. And, you know, I went through some shitty times with people.
Yeah.
And my quote, actually, because I give quotes of the day, and one of my quotes for today's show, I'm actually kind of cool that you're here to share it with me. So
let's
talk about it. I got to find it because I had to text it to myself. Oh, I have to say hi to Nina. She's tuning in tonight. That's a friend of mine. Okay, so my quote is, what defines us is how well we rise after falling. I'm not saying that we've fallen or fallen, but, you know, it's like when you get knocked down by people and by people's insecurities and they project them on you, mm-hmm, it's like, how do we rise and how do we ignore it or how do we accept it? How do we embrace it? And it was tough because, like, I had, you know, being, as you know, in the spotlight, in the public figure life, you know, like, people write shit about us and talk shit about us.
Yeah.
And how do you go through it?
You know, it's hurtful. And, you know, I think people, you know, they see me as kind of, like, inhuman sometimes. Mm-hmm. And they don't realize that when people say things that are mean, you know, they do hurt. But, you know, I'm not going to let it.
It's that thick
skin.
I'm
not going to let it take me down because I'm stronger than that. And I'll rise above it. So.
And you have and you are.
Yeah, for sure.
So, caller, you're live into the Max. Is this?
Hey, it's Anna Rose. I wanted to call in and ask Monroe a question.
Sure, you're live. And I think this is Anna Rose, Sissy, the sister of, right?
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
Miss you.
Good, I'm calling from New York City.
Is it freezing there or what?
It you know, it's a lot colder than L.A., but I have to say today was a pretty warm day, so warm that I got some red mango.
Uh-oh, and I heard that there's snow coming.
Oh, no.
I hear there's
no.
A big nor'easter on Tuesday.
Oh, good. I'll make sure to bring out my big ski clothes.
So, being the sister of the one and only Monroe King, what are your questions? You already know all the answers, probably, but what do you want to ask your sister?
Yeah, I already asked
her. Yeah, you can't ask
all the really
either.
Personal questions I ask her off air. but, yeah, no, I actually had a question about her video blog. I just want to know, like, how you deal with some of the haters, I guess, because I went to Occidental with her. I'm actually a year older than her, and I know that her video blog got a lot of press around campus, and kind of I just want to know how you dealt with the negative, I guess, energy and stuff that people were throwing out to you.
You know, it's been kind of, it's not a struggle, I would say, but, you know, it's been something that I've never really had to deal with before, but yeah, I mean, I get a lot of negative attention, but you know, in the same sense, if they're still listening, they're still listening. And so, you know, I embrace them no matter what. And I just want them to come over to the good side and party with
me. Exactly. And chill out, people.
Yeah, you know, it's just like...
Listen, what was Obama's thing? Yes, we can. Unity. We're in it together. Unite.
Yeah.
It's like, you remember Queen Latifah? You know what I mean? It's like, I'm sick of all these people.
Haters.
In the sense, you know what? It's like, when they hate on you, it's like the issue's theirs.
Exactly. And I kind of, you know, I sometimes feel not sorry, but you know, if someone's being mean to me, it's because they have inner hatred towards themselves. So, you know, it's just,
can't we all just get along? Let's write a song.
I don't know about that.
Can't we all just get along?
I think Monroe, like, one of the funny things though about the people that were hating on you was that, like, they were still listening, you know?
Exactly.
They were still listening to your show, and they were still, like, having the time to be able to put comments on your video blog, you know?
You know, my favorite thing is, too, Anna Rose. What's your name? Anna Rose, right? My favorite thing is
Anna
that
Rose, yeah.
All these people who are calling in, I have their number. I have everybody's number. We got your numbers. But
we know who you are.
Like, all of a sudden, all the switchboards just went off. There's no more callers. So, you want to play, you don't play with us.
No, just call in, you know, be nice. There's no need to be mean, you know? Like, there's no need.
Well, and I just disconnect you. Well, I don't. My switchboard does. Lakeisha. Blame it on Lakeisha. So, well, thank you for calling. Stay warm. And when I get to New York, we'll hang out. All right? I want to meet you, too.
Love you, sis.
I love you, sis. I love you, and I'm going to listen to this all the time because this is an awesome, awesome station.
Thank you. Well, I'll have you on one day. Have a good night. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
It's late out in New York. Thanks for calling, sister.
She's so sweet.
She is sweet. Y'all got a nice family.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there we go. We got another caller. You know, we've got, like, some extra time to take a caller. We might even play Fashionista again.
Yeah.
Yeah, caller, you're live into the max. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sherry from Texas.
And what's your question?
I was just wondering if she knows Ben Gilmore from Accidental College.
Yeah, I do. He came to my last holiday parties.
Hello. Call here live into the max. Who's this?
Hello, this is Odds.
Hey, Odds.
I'm calling to say Mons has done a really good job tonight, and I was just wanted to ask one question. What are your plans for spring break?
Well, I'm actually having a birthday party for myself. I'm renting a mansion in Bel Air, and it's the first weekend of spring break, so if you're cool with me and you're nice to me,
you're invited.
You're invited.
And if you're not, fuck off. Security will pull you by the hair out. Well, thanks for calling in.
Thanks. Love you, Mons.
Bye, Odds.
Love you, too. I don't even know you, but I love you. I love everybody. Can't we all just get
the
along?
The energy's so good right now.
Yeah, it's good. So it's let's so keep good. It going. Yeah. Call your live into the max. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kelsey, and I was just calling because I want to know what is Mom's favorite color, because I want to paint my drum room that color, okay?
So what's your favorite color?
My favorite color is coral.
I like coral, too. Yeah. Coral's a good color.
It's so sensual and, like, in the middle. It's, like, not, it's its own breed, you know? It's, like, not pink. It's like, coral.
It's its own breed. What's your favorite animal?
I love dogs, but I used to ride horses a lot, like, competitively.
I'm a big horse person,
too. Yeah, I love, you know, I love all animals. I'm kind of like a nature child, so.
Do you have any charities that you want to plug?
Yeah, Oceana is, you know, my aunt and uncle have done a lot of great work with them. And Audrey Kelly, who just called in, her aunt and uncle, Ted Danson and Mary Steenburgen, you know, they've done a lot of work with Oceana, and it's, you know.
And what is Oceana?
Oceana is just, it's a non-profit organization that, you know, is like, trying its hardest to, like, get more, you know, laws and acts trying to protect our oceans, because I don't think people really realize, like, how in bad shape they are, you know.
And is that oceana.org?
Yes, it is.
Campaigns to protect and restore the world's oceans.
And they have a huge celebrity following, and, you know, jump on the bandwagon because they need everyone they can get.
Yeah, and check them out. Go to oceana.org, right online for more information. And, yeah, you can contact them there and know more about them. And you can actually give right online there. So change, all eyes are on you. And it's a great site.
Also, another thing. Because I know a lot of people are wanting, you know, there's this whole movement of change going on this year. And I think that, you know, giving gifts to people have gotten a little bit passe. And,
yeah.
And so if you go to the Heifer Foundation, they're also online.
I love that foundation.
They are the best gifts ever. You can give gifts. You can give, they have little honeybees that you can give to little families and sheep. And
I gave a goat before.
Yeah.
I love that site.
That's what I did all for Christmas presents for my aunts and uncles. Because, you know, they have everything. And I'm like, what can I get the people of everything? You know,
exactly.
The gifts of life. And I think that is really important to share.
So go there, check it out. And yeah, it's pretty cool. So I love that site too.
It's dope, right?
Yeah, no, I think it's a great site. And I bought some animals for some people out there. So big up, Heifer. But all right, so here we are, chilling in LA. It's almost time to wrap up, not just yet. We got the lines blowing up. We got Monroe King in the house at LA Talk Radio. But I want to talk about real quick. I got to plug my people because, you know, I got to pay for the show. So the only way to do that is through commercials. I need more advertisers. Like, these times are tough. And my advertisers are like slim pickings.
Oh, I have T-Mobile too. I just got the G phone, and I gotta say, I love it. I can scan barcodes on like anything in a store and check the price online to see if it's cheaper.
Isn't that,
like,
the best?
It's dope. It's
just crazy.
It's crazy what they can do now.
So mine, of course, Delta.com. Everyone, go to Delta because they got me to LA. I'm gonna be in Florida next week. They're bringing me to Florida, then they're bringing me back out to LA, and then I'm gonna go to Italy. I think. I don't know.
Where are you going to LA?
I have a house in Florence.
No shit.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Like
I
the fashion
Florence.
And art capital of the world.
Jealous.
I think so. You'll come. We'll hang out. And we go in August. Italy. We go to Florence and Portofino.
Si.
Allora. So, So Delta.com is the way to get you there with all nonstop flights now from JFK to Pisa and over like 450 destinations worldwide. Delta.com is the way to fly. So, everyone, here we are. What's up? We got to wrap this show pretty soon, but what do you want to talk about, girl? Here you are. This is your, like, first radio show. I'm so happy to have you here.
Yeah. No, this
isn't it flying by?
Yeah, it's, you know, we have 10 minutes left, 9 minutes left, and, you know, I've had a blast, and I'm just really excited for this next chapter in my life, so.
Yeah, and it's going to be good.
It's going to be crazy.
It is. So, let's take this caller. Caller, you're live into the max. Who's this?
So, everyone.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is Meg from Minnesota. I just want to say, first off, Monroe, you're beautiful. And second of all, does she have a daily blog for video? Because we were trying to find it on her MySpace page, and we couldn't.
For the video blogs?
Yeah, do you have a blog there?
It's not a daily blog, but I'm trying to make it more
it's
like...
It's so hard, isn't it?
Yeah, it's hard to commit every day since I'm really busy and...
Yeah.
But I'm going to try and work harder now that I know
that's
you guys
that's my
want
thing
more.
With blogs. You know, it's like I was really good at it, and then it's like when you fall off,
yeah,
it's tough. But speaking of blogs and the show, have you ever seen Extreme Makeover Home Edition?
Oh my God, I love that show.
Yeah, it's a great show, isn't it?
It always makes me cry, though.
Me too.
I'm like there with my tissues.
But for some reason, and I'm sorry if this sounds racist, I only cry for the black families because they're like, I should just stop. I just cry more.
I don't
more.
Know where you're going there.
Well, you know what? It's like when you get the whole church involved, you know what I mean? It's
oh,
like,
I saw that one.
Did you see that
yeah,
one?
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what
yeah.
I'm talking about. And
that
I was like so emotional.
That was very. Like,
I cried for like a week.
That was a tearful.
But anyway, my friend Eduardo Zoll, he's on the show. We did a book together called Extreme Entertaining Made Simple. He's in Tucson, Arizona right now. And if anyone is in Arizona, and you want to volunteer, the house, they need help. They're a little bit back, and they really need your help. So go on abc.com to find out how to volunteer for Extreme Makeover Home Edition. I'm talking about the book and everything. But also, Eduardo Zoll, go to his site and buy my book that I did with him. I'll give you a copy. It's a cool book. It's
yeah,
a design
like
book.
That.
So, let's take this call because it's a New York number. Call you live into the max is this.
Hi, it's Allie King. I was just calling to wish Monroe good luck.
Thanks, girl. How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to wish you good luck with everything, and I'm listening.
Yay, I'm glad you are. You're the best.
Yeah,
is it freezing
you.
There?
I just wanted to wish you luck.
Cool.
What?
Is it cold there?
Yes, it's so cold.
Well, I'm jealous because it's been, you know, it's been pretty warm here. So I miss those winter attire.
Oh, I miss the hot there. But I guess I'll see you at the wedding and stuff. So.
It'll be fun. Dancing, champagne, dresses. Need I say more?
Definitely.
So you know what? Thanks for calling in. I want to play. You want to play your song again?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it because you know what? I want everyone to hear it again. Yeah.
I also just want to say, if you're interested in kind of getting dressed up with your friends, coming out to LA, and just getting dolled up and having a blast, definitely hit me up on Facebook or MySpace, and we can arrange something because it's client based, and I'm ready to start styling you guys.
All right, Little Miss Stylist over here with her song Fashionista into the max.
Get stars align. It's my debut. Get ready, get a clue. The scene, my crew. I'm long overdue. I'm the fashionista, dripping with charisma. Everywhere I be, people staring at me. I'm the fashionista, take a back seat, just not about you, it's all about me. I'm the fashionista. Walk straight past the line, I'll catch your respect. So close to the prize, gotta work it, boy, better try. It's my debut. Get back, get a clue. The scene, my crew. I'm long overdue. I'm the fashionista, dripping with charisma. Everywhere I be, people staring at me. I'm the fashionista, take a back seat, just not about you, it's all about me. I'm the fashionista. One of a kind, want a taste, you can try to get close to the light. I dare you to try. It's my debut. Get back, get a clue. The scene, my crew. I'm long overdue. I'm the fashionista, dripping with charisma. Everywhere I be, people staring at me. I'm the fashionista, take a backseat, just not about you, it's all about me. I'm the fashionista, dripping with charisma. Everywhere I be, people staring at me. I'm the fashionista, take a backseat, just not about you, it's all about me. I'm the fashionista, dripping with charisma. Everywhere I be, people staring at me. I'm the fashionista, take a backseat, just not about you, it's all about me. I'm the fashionista.
You are a fashionista, Monroe King. So everyone, you're listening to Max, and you're live on LA Talk Radio right now with Monroe King. Thanks for tuning in, everyone, tonight. I can't hear anything because I just realized I put a hat on. But we have a couple minutes left. But all right, so I gotta real quick before I sign off and say goodnight to Monroe, I gotta thank everyone out here in LA. I had a fucking amazing time. I'm sorry that I'm cursing. I know my sponsors are like, I promised them I wouldn't. But this is LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. But I've had an amazing time out here. I want to say thanks to all my friends. Sybil, Casey, Phoenix, oh my God, Mark, Eva, Lara, Nika, all of my LA crew. I love you guys. I had an amazing time out here. I'll be back. I'm going to be live out of Florida next week, out of Boca, of all places.
Love.
So I'll be there next week. You know, got to keep up with me and To The Max on LA Talk Radio. But it's been a lot of fun, Monroe, having you on the show.
Yeah, I've had a great time.
And your song, Fashionista, Monroe King Music at MySpace. MySpace.com/MonroeKingMusic.com.
You got it.
Hit her up. Hit her up on Facebook.
Friend
her. We're going to actually start a fan club for you.
Yay.
So hit her up there. Thank you all for calling. I'm going to take one more call. So caller, you're live on To The Max. Who's this?
Yeah.
Hi.
Who's this?
Sorry, we had a bad connection. But thank you all. So what do you want to say, Monroe? What's next? What do you want to tell people?
Well, I just want to thank everyone who called in and who's listening right now. I really appreciate it. And I'm just really excited. And I'm going to get a fan club going, so please join it. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
And hopefully I'll be doing some performances soon. So I'll definitely be keeping you guys posted.
Stay tuned. And always, you guys, you can email me, max@maxtucci.com. Check out my website, maxtucci.com. Also, I got to say, you know, I was on the set of CSI, and I'm just plugging the show because my good friend Eva LaRue's on it. But I met the hottest probation officer. Her name is Colette Vasquez. She was so hot. Nice. I was like, oh, my God, she looks like Leona Lewis. She was beautiful.
Wow.
And I was like, I kind of want to just get arrested, so she's my probation officer.
So she's to frisk
you. You know what I mean? Shit, she was hot. So Colette, she actually teaches at West LA College. So she was a cool girl, so I told her I would. I didn't tell her I would give her a shout out. I'm kind of like nervous right now because she's so hot. But anyway, all right. And, you know, Kelly McGrath was just on before me. Go this Tuesday, February 3rd, to Fox and Hounds on Violent and Ventura.
We're going.
Between 9 p.m. and 1 a.m. Kelly McGrath, she's got her music night there. She's a cool girl. She's here on LA Talk Radio. And I've got to wrap this show up. So what's your message real quick in a couple words?
I don't know. Just embrace and enjoy it.
There you go. Embrace and enjoy it. And we'll take one caller real quick. Caller, you're live into the Max. Who's this? Hello.
Uh-oh.
So I'm sorry, caller, we tried to take you, but time is running out. Time is of the essence. I got 20 seconds. You know, everyone, my saying is always take life to the max, because that's how we have to live. And I'm like rushing right now. Stop rushing me. Time is a bitch. But all right, and my quote is, I guess, you know what we talked about, everyone, it's we're defined by how we rise after falling. How that's well funny. We rise after falling. So on that note, everyone, keep this week amazing. Keep yourself amazing. Thanks for tuning into To The Max on LA Talk Radio. I got to bounce. It's been a lot of fun.
Stay focused.
Be inspired. Be encouraged. Embrace this week. And have fun, everyone. And take life. Where are we taking life? To the max. We're taking it to the max.
Oh, yeah.
All right, everyone. Have a good night. I'm out of here. Have a happy week. Happy birthday, all my Aquarians out there. My voice is going, so am I. Peace out and take life to the max.
You're listening to The Max, only on LA Talk Radio.